يشرف هذا الشيخ حضرتك محمد اختر صاب رحمه الله عليه بتاعت الايز مري زندگی کا حاصل مري زیست کا سہارا
میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان ناتوا کا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذب پنہا میرے نالا اے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ تیرا جذب پنہا میرا نالا اے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا تیری شان جذبہ ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گریا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت کبھی گر یا او بکا ہے کبھی آہ سرد برنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا یہی عشق کی علامت یہی عشق کی ضمانت کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر اسے آ گیا ہے جینا اسے آ گیا ہے ہے مرنا، کس اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر، اسے آ گیا ہے جینا، اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا، میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is the اشعار of our dada شیخ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. The title of the poem is میرے زندگی کا حاصل. The crux in putting my life in a nutshell, we should understand here that Hazrat Mu'ana was an ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a waliullah. So to understand the connection between Hazrat Mu'ana and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us who don't have even a percentage of that love, is a bit difficult. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala make the realities of this poem come into our life, inshallah. We'll try to give a literal translation of the poem. Allah Ta'ala make it such that we do justice to it, inshallah. So, Hazrat Mu'ana is mentioning that the sum total of my life and the object and the purpose of my life is to be amongst the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be in the company of those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat Mu'ana is mentioning that what I knew about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I learned how to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the lovers of Allah. So in the same light, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only way we will understand it is to spend time in the company of the Ahlullah. When you spend time in the company of the Ahlullah, then you'll see the thoughts of the Ahlullah. That at any given moment, their thoughts is focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is dictated to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every condition. And that automatically will rub off onto us. We mentioned before that when you go into the shop, the fragrance shop, even if you don't buy anything, but it smells, the perfume will come onto your clothes. So just being in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is in the heart, that fountain which is falling on the heart, few splashes and few drops also fall onto us. Another one now is explaining this connection of love between Allah, between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beloved. He's explaining that it is only through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person is able to go through hardships in life. And a person doesn't sink in the hardship. Normally when a person goes in the hardship, then shaitan comes there. And shaitan puts a thought in your mind that you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but look, Allah ta'ala is punishing you. And look at that other person there, he doesn't even have iman, but he is living such a comfortable life. And this is what shaitan does many a times, make us lose hope in that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you connected with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you understand that no matter what condition I'm put in, Allah is in control of all conditions. Allah won't put me in a condition that He know I cannot handle. Allah Ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is not a zalim. Allah Ta'ala is not going to oppress me in any way. But rather, Allah Ta'ala is putting me in this condition so that I may turn back to Him. I went off track a little bit. Allah Ta'ala is putting me back onto track and Allah Ta'ala is guiding me. So, again, Hazrat is explaining that this gift of being attracted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a gift which naturally makes you regret the sins that you have committed. And the tears just flow from your eyes to say, "Oh Allah, forgive me for all my sins. Oh Allah, I claim to be your lover, but I'm making shaitan happy on one side. Oh Allah, please forgive me for all my sins." And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala forgive us also for our sins. What happens is sins become an impediment in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens is you climb high and then you commit sins and you drop down few levels. But Hazrat is explaining, and I'll explain it just now also, that this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a unique relationship. That normally if you're close to somebody and you hurt that person in any way, that person naturally feels he wants to distance himself away from you. And he feels that, you know what, I don't want to see your face. They'll make such comments. That stay away from me, I don't want to see you. But this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you say, "Oh Allah, I made a mistake. Please forgive me." Allah ta'ala raises you even higher than where you are. Where Hazrat Mawlana used to explain and still explains that the relationship or an understanding where we can get with this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, example, you call a person to wash your car. And you tell him, "Please wash my car." And he goes to the neighbor. And he washes the car of the neighbor spotlessly. And then he finishes washing the car and he comes to you and he says, "Boss, I'm finished to wash the car. I want my payment." You're going to say, "You never wash my car. You wash the neighbor's car. Go ask the neighbor's car." But what happens with us, we make shaitan happy. We disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we say, "Oh Allah, forgive us." Allah Ta'ala says, "My banda, at the end of the day, you are my servant. I'm not only going to forgive you, but because your tawbah is sincere, whatever wrong you do, I'm going to change it into good deeds." يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ بِحَسَنَاتِ. This is the word of the Quran. That Allah Ta'ala says, "I'm not only going to forgive you, I'm not only going to erase the evil that you've done, I'm going to change your evil into good deeds." Mu'ana, a few years ago, Mana Isa Badad, Damat Baragam, used to make a joke and used to say that, "Me, I'm not a pious person. I'm going to go on the day of Qiyamah with a lot of sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm going to say, 'Oh Allah, I made tawbah. And your promise is that you're going to change all my bad deeds into good deeds.'" So the other man, you say, "But now you all don't get the wrong understanding, go make wrong guna and say, 'No, Allah Ta'ala is going to give me good deeds.'" But we should have this hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where it comes that if on the day of Qiyamah it is said that everybody is going to go into Jahannam except one person, then you should have this hope that no, that one person is going to go into Jahannam with me. And at the same time, your hope shouldn't be so much that you do everything left, right and center and say, "No, Allah Ta'ala is Bo Ghafur Rahim. He'll forgive me, I'm going to Jannah." If it is said on the day of Qiyamah that everybody is going into Jannah except one person, then you should also have that fear that everybody is going, but me, I'm not going into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant us this balance between the fear and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very quickly to continue, as the Mana is saying, that this is only out of the compassion and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala makes us remember Him. Where He said, "We never came to the majlis. We were brought here. You don't lift up your leg. Your leg is lifted up for you to come. So you don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather Allah Ta'ala makes you remember Him." They say when you're making dhikr, then one of the muraqabah is that Allah Ta'ala is taking your name in front of the angels. So one is we sinful servants taking the name of Allah, Allah, Allah. And one is Allah Ta'ala is mentioning our name in front of the angels. Then, as Mawlana is mentioning this uniqueness of this connection is to have the tawfiq that You only want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your main focus of your life is just that Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. In whatever condition I am, Allah ta'ala must be happy with me. Whatever I am doing, the only thing that I'm worried about is how is my Allah looking at me at this moment? How is my Allah going to treat me if I do this action? Am I going to be rewarded or am I distancing myself away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Hazrat Mawlana is mentioning that the true sign of the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that sometimes he'll make the zikr with his tongue. And sometimes he might be amongst people, he might be in a busy area, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not saying anything with his lips, he's not talking at all, but his heart is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes you'll use the lips and you'll make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes you'll remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the recesses of one's heart. And then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that this is from the jazb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazb is like what we'll say the... For us to understand, you have two magnets, or you have a magnet and a metal surface. Automatically, that metal surface is going to attract the magnet, is going to stick. So, jazb is that connection, attraction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He pulls you towards you. So, Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that this is because of this attribute of jazb that you have, that you make your sinful servants remember you. And the heart gets fixed on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, Hazrat Mawlana explains here, in the Jibting once, today while we were coming, discussion of this hadith was taking place in the car. One of the brothers, when he entered the car, we asked him, how are you? And he said, no matter what it is, I'm saying Alhamdulillah. So then we spoke about this hadith, Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, that strange is the life of a believer. Strange is this connection of a believer with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith he said, this connection is only for a true believer, only for a mu'min. If something bad happens, he makes sabr. And if something good happens, he makes shukr. And his life will go between sabr and shukr. When things are good, Alhamdulillah. When things are not going so good, Alhamdulillah. Allah put me in this condition, but I have hope that Allah Ta'ala will take me out of this condition. So, Hazrat Mawlana is also explaining that sometimes in your life, you'll be making shukr. And sometimes in your life, you'll be making sabr. And this is your connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then lastly, Hazrat Mawlana explains that to get this love, he said in the starting, that to get this love, you have to sit with the Ahlullah. So he's now saying, he's referring to himself, but a lesson for us, that he's saying, oh Akhtar, if you have attained the companionship, the suhbah of any Ahlullah, then in reality, you learned how to live your life, and you learned how to die. Why? Because your life now is going to be a life of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole focus of your life is, how is my Allah going to be happy with me? And every moment now you worried about that. So you learned how to love a life to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inevitably the day when you pass away, it will be said to you, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. That go towards your Lord. Why? Because you are happy with your Lord and your Lord is happy with you. We make dua that Allah ta'ala make this love a reality in our life. Allah ta'ala bring the spark of this love in our hearts, inshallah. Ameen wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.